Welcome once again, and thank you for being here with us. This is Behind the Book. Today on the Behind the Book podcast, I will share a conversation I had with author Leanne Phillips, in which we discuss her new book, Why Don't They Just Get a Job? One Couple's Mission to End Poverty in Their Community.
Hello.
To begin, tell me about Cincinnati Works. What is it and how did it get started?
Cincinnati Works is a poverty to self-sufficiency program, and we believe self-sufficiency comes through employment. My husband Dave and I started this program in 1996. We started looking at different nonprofit programs around the country and finally saw one that we thought was very interesting, and we used that model to start this program for people in poverty to help them to get jobs.
And talk a little bit more about your model. You approach this as a business, right? And how does that differ from other plans to end poverty that you've seen around the country?
Well, by treating it as a business, there are more expectations from staff for outcomes. We measure all of the steps that are needed in helping somebody to get out of poverty, and we're constantly looking to improve what we're doing to get better results. We have a business case. We have, as I mentioned, measurements and outcomes, and we share these with our board in the annual report at the end of the year. So we're using segments of profitable organizations so that we can get better results.
In the book, you also stress the idea that poverty is truly a community problem, but few people seem to treat it like that. What is the best way, in your opinion, for people who may be inspired by your book to get involved in decreasing poverty in their own community?
There are two organizations which are very helpful for preparing the way to take action. One of them is Bridges Out of Poverty. There is also another program called Circles, which helps people in the community to team up so that people in poverty can benefit from those who aren't. After one of those two programs are completed, then it would follow that they would want to find out how to replicate our Cincinnati Works model.
The solution that you describe in your book seems to make a lot of sense and seems to also be cost-effective. Why do you think that more communities haven't mimicked what you do there at Cincinnati Works?
Well, many people in our city still don't know what we're doing and the results we're getting. So it's not surprising that we are not widely known in other cities. But in the last few years, we've gotten some recognition. One award was the Manhattan Institute for Social Entrepreneurship, and we were also featured in the Harvard Business Review. So other cities now are starting to come to us, trying to find out what we're doing and how they might replicate it. We don't know yet how this is going to work. We don't know if it's going to be successful, but we do know that if there was a magic bullet and the work was simple, we wouldn't be having discussion. It's hard work, and it doesn't happen quickly, and it takes dedicated professionals to get the job done.
What do you feel are the biggest challenges that people who are impoverished face in our current economic recession?
There's fewer entry-level jobs, which makes it harder for them to get a job. And for those that are already working in entry-level jobs, there's a real chance that they might get laid off. Because of this, the turnover in the entry-level jobs is less, which adds to the difficulty of obtaining a job.
My guest today, once again, is Leanne Phillips. She is the author of Why Don't They Just Get a Job? One Couple's Mission to End Poverty in Their Community. Leanne, it's a real pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
This has been the Behind the Book podcast. And from our iPressroom studios here in Los Angeles, I'm Ron Guerin, reminding you to keep reading.